This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The three people, one of whom was Professor Dan Richman at Columbia University. After I had asked him to give this information to the media, I separately gave my legal team four memos, which were unclassified. They included the one that he had gotten to give the substance of it to the New York Times.
That's James Comey. He did a big town hall. Anderson Cooper had the convo with him, and that's just a little slice of what was being thrown up. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So Comey dove deep into the pool of Trump and said all kinds of things, including the assertion that releasing the memos was illegal. He said, I think he's just making that stuff up. He said, I don't, but that won't surprise you. When he was asked whether there's any credence to Trump's claim that Comey releasing the memos broke the law, it was a live town hall that was hosted, of course, by CNN. So pretty interesting that there was that conversation. Comey confirmed CNN's reporting last week that he had shared the memos with additional close associates he mentioned there outside of the FBI, and that's what he told Cooper, Anderson Cooper, you just heard it. He shared them with his legal team after he was fired, and then the team he put together, including that professor at Columbia University. And then he went deeper onto the whole Clinton email case, and then a couple of other things as well, saying there is no deep state. He was also asked about Rudy Giuliani joining Trump's team and weighing in on that. And he said that here's the deal with Rudy Giuliani. He's there to help negotiate an end to the special investigation into Russian interference with the election. And he talked about his relationship with Robert Mueller being part of that, and that's how it works. So, and then he talked about his book tour, and he talked about the Russians, and really a lot about Donald Trump. That's for certain. In the meantime, Donald Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen, is going to plead the fifth in that whole Stormy Daniels affair, the storm that has been brewing now for weeks. And his lawyer told him, of course, that's what he would be doing. I don't think that's necessarily a shock because it's against self-incrimination. It's this criminal investigation that's targeting him, which they went into his New York office, his home, his hotel room, raided by the federal agents. And he said that, you know, various electronic devices and documents, of course, were seized, including information about that $130,000 payment to Cohen made to Stormy Daniels, to not say anything about the accusations of an affair with Donald Trump. No surprise. Of course he's going to take the fifth because he's a lawyer and he's the lawyer for the president. And that's what you would do. What happens after that? I have no idea. You know how the legal system is. In the meantime, there's a couple of other things also that are happening inside and outside of the Beltway that I think are more the buzz in the backyard that you and I care about. Let's go to Grim in Mississippi. Hey, Grimster, how you doing?
Not really interested in the buzz in the backyard, that's for sure.
What are you interested in? Are you interested in that Ford is not going to produce anything anymore in this country, hardly, and that we're $90 billion into trucks and SUVs? That's the deal with what you see around the country. $90 billion, how about that?
Well, yeah, I've seen that. That's just it. It's so, everything's just so depressed, you know. I mean, you don't know what's real anymore, really.
Yeah, you don't know what's real anymore.
But, well, you know, like Comey, you know, you were sitting there talking about Comey. It's kind of like when I first attempted trying to open up a restaurant. I had, well, of course, anything, it's location, location, location. And I had a primo location, so that wasn't a problem. And I tried to use a catchy name. I called it The Runs.
Oh, boy, that could be kind of interesting.
Well, it was, you know, named after the special dish, you know, where I'd smoke roast beef and pork and got it real juicy and everything and made special roast beef pork sandwiches and run out on the plate. But that wasn't my problem. Not the name, not the location, and not the number one pick on the menu. Golden brown logs with a bloody whitehead.
The logs? Say that again. Logs with the what?
Bloody whitehead.
Ah! Oh, boy. Oh, it's getting deep, Grim. It's getting deep.
Well, it's just basically potato logs with a scoop of mayonnaise and surrounded with ketchup.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds like calories, mega calories.
So my number two was actually better than my number one. Yeah, because it was... And because it was cheaper, it bankrupted me. Can you see where I'm coming from? I wasn't selling the main.
Yeah.
Ah, that's just a joke.
I know.
That's a joke. That's a joke.
I know.
Well, silly. That's just it. Need a lot more levity. We need a lot more levity right now.
We do. That's the problem.
You, it really. We could back out. We could back off right now. And the Democrats are hanging themselves gradually. And then you got mainstream media not talking about it. It's just like tonight on Nightline. They much rather talk about the young lady that got sucked out the window than actually talking about what the Democrats are going through. So it's, I don't know, Kay. Until we all get our act together and act as one, you know, like Lincoln or, well, Matthew, a house divided cannot stand, it can't.
Yeah, well, I agree with that, a house divided, a perfect place to end this, Grim, as we're up against it, but you're right, take care. It is very strange. We live in a strange time where it's very polarizing. I say that politics is like sports. It's, you know, us against them, and it's those guys and us guys. It's crazy, isn't it? What happened to the good old days when you could disagree but still raise a few glasses together? We're diving into the numbers next. We can count.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
So quickly we go there. Dez Bryant, who was a Cowboy for 8 years, was tossed out by Dallas, and now he's looking for a new gig. Apparently, he doesn't want a long-term deal, but he wants a deal that's favorable, that has at least a few zeros in it. So he's not the same player he was. He's going to turn 30 in November. And there was, of course, a report that he was offered something by the Ravens. He was offered a multi-year deal. And, no, he wanted one just a little bit longer than that and for a little bit more money than that. But I'll tell you what, you know, this is a guy who hasn't hit 1,000 yards in a while. His production, in fact, slipped off after signing a 5-year, $70 million contract in 2015. He didn't have 1,000 yards over the next 3 years. And, of course, he's had injuries, too, as well. This was a guy who was set to make $12.5 million this season. I think he might have a tough time trying to find just that perfect team to pick him up and pay exactly what he's looking for. All right, in the meantime, we swing over to more numbers that have nothing to do with sports, but in fact, something completely different. An attorney for MSNBC host Joy Reid says the FBI investigating a hacking claim. So what's that about? So think about that. They've opened up a criminal investigation into a bunch of online accounts belonging to her. So what's very, very strange is that they're talking about, you know, her claim was that the posts were fraudulent and the result of a hack met with a lot of skepticism because of personal emails and blog accounts. They say they're monitoring the situation. Her attorney released a statement. She raised a couple of eyebrows with this assertion that these newly unearthed homophobic posts from her now shuttered blog were actually the handiwork of someone who infiltrated her account. So she's saying it was a hack attack, and she's trying to prove it was a hack attack. So they jumped in, and they're looking at it, and we'll see what ultimately comes up as a result of that. Boy, I'll tell you what, that's why she hired a cybersecurity consultant. And that person is saying they found significant areas where her information was violated. We'll see. This is a huge story. They searched for 40 years. Imagine that. Cops searching for 40 years for the Golden State Killer, a serial killer. Joseph James D'Angelo's neighbors thought he was a little strange, kept to himself, that kind of thing. Yelled at people who got too close to his fence, didn't mow the grass. Now, apparently, it's been determined that he was a serial killer, a raper, an assaulter in the 70s and the 80s. An investigation that lasted 40 years. They knew they were looking for a needle in the haystack, and they found it. It's very strange because Wednesday was National DNA Day. They found the haystack. 72-year-old D'Angelo was taken into custody on Tuesday evening in the Sacramento suburbs of Citrus Heights. He is the so-called Golden State Killer. He's believed to have committed 12 killings and 50 rapes, at least 50 rapes, in 10 counties in California. Wow. So he faces capital murder charges in connection with the killings of Katie and Brian Magori in 78, and he's held without bail in Sacramento. Boy, what a heinous deal. And apparently, he's a guy who worked as a police officer in the 70s, in part of, you know, 73 to 79. And that's when he was committing those crimes. They say it's just shocking and heinous. And what a terrible betrayal of trust. They're saying it's just absolutely unbelievable. And now, you know, they're talking to people who live near him, and they're asking questions, and that's when all this stuff is coming out about he seemed a little strange, he seemed a little odd. But this is a big deal. That's a huge to crack a case like that after that long of a time period. I would imagine some family members might not even be here, have passed on, but some must feel some sense of relief to now know that they finally got the guy. The Georgia gubernatorial candidate, Stacey Abrams, they say she's in debt. When you run for office, you spend some money, $200,000 in debt. She wrote an op-ed piece for Fortune. She explained how student loans, cash-strapped parents, and a sibling who struggles with drug addiction contributed to her financial burden. And she said, once you dig a hole, you're always trying to dig out. This is something I'm living every day. She openly discussed her money troubles before, and a financial disclosure forms revealed last month that she owed $50,000 in back taxes, holds $170,000 in credit card and student loan debt. And recent studies show, she's not alone. A 2017 survey by Northwestern Mutual suggests three-quarters of Americans are in debt. Their average debt loan, not including mortgage, is $37,000. About 1 in 10 also say their debt levels up to $100,000. Wow. She's a member of the Georgia House of Representatives since 2006. She's the Democratic frontrunner in the state's governor's race. The primary is May 22nd. So isn't that interesting? I wonder if people will have more of an affinity for her because of her situation and her and talking about it, that other people find themselves in the same position. Perhaps that endears her a little bit to some of those people. Coming up on America Tonight, we got a couple of really great interviews for you. One with Alyssa Eliason, who's with Southwest Airlines. Southwest Airlines, I just flew Southwest Airlines. And it's interesting, they get the tag of being the friendly airline. They joke and talk to people, kibitz with them and that kind of thing. And of course, there's not the assigned seating. It's just getting on board that sucker first, so you're not last on the plane. The other day, I had the last luggage space on the plane. It was shocking that I even found it and could get my luggage in it, but I did, so I didn't have to check luggage. But anyway, one thing that Southwest did was after all these hurricanes and problems with the weather, they rescued animals. They sent planes to rescue dogs and cats, and it made some noise. There were some stories that started to get written about it because people found out. And I say bravo to them for rallying the troops, sending some planes, and rescuing some animals when all the other focus, of course, is going to be on people, and it should be. But then you still have this situation of beloved pets and just animals in general, and good for Southwest for chipping in, and apparently it's something they've done with not much fanfare for a while. And then we're going to talk with David Sweener, and David says that it's ridiculous the Quit Smoking Hotline costs $2.5 million and nobody's really quitting smoking, that the better solution is really smokeless tobacco, and why shouldn't they talk more about other ways to quit that actually work versus spending all this money on a campaign that does nothing, the Quit Smoking Hotline. They say it's the hardest thing to do is to quit smoking. Well, there's so many addictions that are tough, aren't they? All right, that's where we're going next. Hang with us here on ATN. Was it just a number two? Was it just a
lonely? Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Mama, did I tell you that I love you? Sure as the sky is blue, and that everyone needs a companion. This is undoubtedly true. But sometimes a baby brother just won't do. So if you'll allow me to get this off my chest, it's a simple, humble request.
I'll tell you what, this story has really blown me away, and I know many of you as well, based on the tons of emails that I've gotten about it when I was talking about it on the air. And so we're so pleased to welcome to the show Alyssa Eliason from Southwest Airlines Communications Team. And unless you've been living under a rock, you have to know this story of the rescue of the 62 dogs from Puerto Rico. I mean, what a story. Alyssa, thanks so much for coming on. And the question is, how did that even get started? How did it get underway?
Yeah, well, thank you so much for having me this morning. So we were approached by Lucky Dog a few months ago in the wake of Hurricane Harvey and Hurricane Irma. We had done a few animal rescue flights, and it was before Maria actually hit, and we were kind of evaluating to see where our operation would be. So Mira Horowitz from Lucky Dog reached out, and we kind of got the program in the works, and wanted to make sure we were taking care of people and our employees in Puerto Rico. And then once the operation got a little bit more stabilized, then we were able to kind of put the rescue flight into works. But it was a labor of love, and it took quite a few weeks to make sure that we were, ready to handle this type of a rescue flight.
Is this the first time that you've helped with a pet flight?
Southwest, for the first time we handled one of these rescue flights was with Hurricane Sandy. So that was kind of our first go at trying this, and it was wildly successful. We were able to work with Helen Woodward Animal Center. So then when this past hurricane season hit so hard in Houston and throughout Florida and in Puerto Rico, we just knew that it was the right thing to do, and we knew that we needed to get those plans in place. So we drew upon that experience to really make sure that we were, taking care of the animals and really helping out these animal organizations.
So because you had done that before, too, I would imagine the buy-in from the pilots and the staff was pretty great, and they were eager, I'm assuming, to do this, right?
Absolutely. Everyone at Southwest, you might hear about it from the outside that, it's a great place to work and it's a strong culture. But it really is true that all employees at Southwest just really lead with their hearts, and they want to give their time to help out with worthy causes like this. And it's times like this that really Southwest shines. So, yes, we had volunteers, coming out in droves wanting to donate their time to fly the plane and serve as a flight attendant on the plane. And, of course, with our dispatchers and scheduling, making sure all of that happened, it was pretty amazing to see the team come together.
Did you have a chance, by any chance, to be on that plane to Puerto Rico?
I was. So I was on the team that we started in Baltimore, flew down to Puerto Rico, and then came back in the same day. And it was just amazing to see, plans that you've been working on for a while come into play, and the flight to take off and landing in Puerto Rico and seeing the foster families with these, dogs and cats that they've been watching over for months while we were getting this all together. It was pretty amazing. There were a few tears.
I bet there were a few tears. And so the idea is once you got the, for people who are hearing this, maybe they're hearing it for the first time, but whether they are or not, once you picked up the dogs and then you came back to the U.S., what was the process after that, the handover?
So Lucky Dog is an amazing organization, and they worked with PR Animals on the ground in Puerto Rico. They did a ton of legwork ahead of time to make sure that the cats and dogs were ready for transport. They were all up to date with any medical treatments that they needed. So once we landed in Puerto Rico, we loaded up the crates onto the plane. We were able to put some of them underneath the seats. And then for the larger dogs that were traveling, we buckled them in with seatbelt extenders so everyone was in the cabin. And then once we landed in Baltimore, again, it was Southwest employees coming out, ramp agents helping to unload the plane, and even, customer service agents and leaders just coming out to bring these animals off the plane. And then they were transported up for adoption the very next day. And I know that the Lucky Dog organization had quite a few cats and dogs that were almost immediately adopted.
Wow, that is so cool. And then you see the reaction to it, and I mentioned it at the top. Now that that's been completed, that process, and the media coverage has been, wow, wall to wall. I of course, talked about it and had a lot of phone calls and emails about it. We've seen television, print, other radio sources, and just a massive tsunami of social media support. Were you surprised by that?
We were excited to be a part of the story. We really love being able to kind of be that transport for this organization. We are so proud to be a partner with Lucky Dog, and we were excited that, they were able to share their story. So we're obviously very excited about all the, social media support and news coverage that we've received, because really it's helped Lucky Dog with, their donations and their volunteer drives and their adoptions. And that's really what we were, the whole point of what we were trying to do with this.
Yeah, and I can imagine for Lucky Dog, as you know them well and have now seen this partnership, what's happened there, and then got the reaction back from them, that has to be, as you said, the culture. There's so much heart in Southwest. That has to spread throughout the organization, right?
Yeah, so when we've been able to share this story with our employees, we've seen great support with employees coming out and saying, this is why I work for Southwest. It makes me proud to be a Southwest employee. So just all around, it's goodwill. And like I said, when, in these tough situations, it's where Southwest shines, when we can really lead with our heart and really give our time. That's what makes Southwest such a great company.
And we're speaking with Alyssa Eliason, Southwest Airlines communications team. She's part of it. She was actually there on that flight, which is so, so cool. I can't believe it. What a great opportunity for you to really see what that's like firsthand. And, of course, Southwest has had a big commitment to social good. I know you work with the Red Cross and other nonprofits to assist in disasters. Tell us a little bit more about some other things maybe Southwest has done that people aren't aware of.
So we really emphasize volunteerism and giving back at Southwest. We have a variety of programs that Southwest supports, but some of the most exciting and important to us here, I would say, would be our Tickets for Time, which is where we actually encourage our employees to donate their time to various nonprofits and organizations. And when an employee volunteers for a certain amount of time for an organization, we actually allow that employee to give the gift of tickets to that organization, which, you know, of course, travel is so important to many of these groups. So that's really exciting and something that we're really proud of. You know, we do also have a medical transportation grant program where we issue tickets to hospitals who then are able to distribute those to patients in need who need to travel for treatment. So we really use, you know, we are an airline, so we're able to transport people, but we really see that as an opportunity to help those who are in need.
Yeah, you know, and I was also thinking about this as you talk about that commitment that Southwest has and being known for that. That has to attract a lot of millennials, at least many of the millennials I work with, because so much of what they enjoy and what they like is, if I was going to label it, is to be involved with something like this. Have you seen that? And I know a lot of the reaction has been because of the millennials.
Yeah, I'd say, you know, internally at Southwest, we have a very diverse workforce. We're actually very proud that we have, you know, employees who have been here 20, 30, 40 years, but we also do have a growing workforce. And so we are attracting, you know, younger applicants who really see Southwest as not just a career, but a calling and a place where they can really do work that is meaningful to them and really make an impact in those communities that we serve.
So, and I'm bringing this back around again, and that feeling of heart, et cetera, and what you just described, the diverse culture that you have. So I'm sure there's so much buy-in to this pet rescues, and you mentioned the couple that had happened before, so you knew how to do that. And do you see that growing more? Do you have plans to stand by for future assists if that should happen for pet rescue missions of any sort?
Yeah, of course these do take some time and some coordination to put together, but we do have great buy-in from our leaders because they see the need and where Southwest can fill that and be a partner to various organizations like we were for Lucky Dog. So we always stand by at the ready for, you know, if something happens in a community or if someone needs that travel, we always look to be the ones that can help with that where we can.
Alyssa, I got to tell you, as I'm listening to you talk about this, and I can just even hear the passion in your voice, if I were on that flight, it'd be so hard for me not to walk away with a bunch of pets, new pets. Was that tough for you after you flew back with them?
Oh, my goodness, yes. So about halfway through the flight, we were able to kind of watch. There was a veterinarian on board who was just checking in on the animals and, you know, making sure that they all were doing well. And at one point, we were able to pull some of the puppies out of crates. So I snuggled a puppy named Charlie for a little while, and it was hard to not take him home with me. They were just so sweet, and it was just a very meaningful and memorable flight.
Well, again, I got to tell you, it is such a great story, and I love the fact that so many people have learned about it, and now they're learning even more thanks to you having this conversation with me. And I'll tell you this, Alyssa, before I go anywhere, I know that I'll check Southwest every time before I fly because of the kind of airline that this is and continues to show its true heart, absolutely. So thanks, Alyssa. We appreciate you coming on the show.
Well, absolutely. Thank you so much for the time, and thank you for your kind words and support.
A balanced meal for two. When I wake up at noon.
no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
The University of Ottawa. Joining us now in America Tonight, David Sweener. And I'll tell you what we're talking about is fascinating because it's wasted dollars and it's ridiculous when we talk about tobacco and health policies that I think are very confusing to most people. And why? Because the right kind of information isn't out there. I think that's part of what it's about. And specifically something that caught our attention and something that's being talked about is this quit smoking hotline that apparently, according to some, actually encourages people to smoke more. How much would be saved by cutting that hotline? $2.5 million. David, thanks so much for popping on with us.
Great to chat with you, Kate.
So when we talk about this hotline, let's jump right into it. First of all, what is it about the hotline that's providing erroneous information? And so it's two-part. Why aren't they scrapping it? Because it's not working.
Sure, Kate. Well, this is a hotline that's been put up by the Department of Defense to give people information about smoking and smokeless tobacco and various other things. It was brought to my attention because it was promoted, actually, by the Centers for Disease Control, the major government body, saying that this is a great place to get information about smokeless tobacco. Well, I've always been interested in this because, of course, actually, most people don't realize it. Cigarette smoking is massively more hazardous than using smokeless tobacco. People smoke for the nicotine. They die from the smoke. The problem is the smoke. It isn't the nicotine. It isn't the tobacco. It's the smoke. So I tried the website to see what they tell me. And what I got was just a barrage of misinformation, you know, telling me that it's better to quit the smokeless than the cigarettes if you're using both, which is just absolute nonsense. It's telling me that nicotine causes cancer, which is absolute nonsense. And it was encouraging me, if I smoked and used smokeless, to keep up the smoking, but get off the smokeless. And, you know, that's really like saying, stop throwing baseballs, but keep tossing the live hand grenades. You know, the difference in risk is just enormous.
Yeah, and I think somehow it's just not being realized. Is it just because, oh, well, we always have this line and we just put it up and so it kind of is under the wire?
Yeah, I think what's happened is that the whole campaign about smoking and tobacco has joined some others in the noble category of abstinence only. You know, we're just going to tell people don't use anything. And we know how well that worked with alcohol. We know how well it's working with the war on drugs. We know how well it works in telling people never have sex outside of marriage. And it's working just as well when we get into issues of nicotine. You know, there's a lot of people who are addicted to nicotine. There's a lot of people who are self-medicating with nicotine. There's a lot of people who like nicotine, just like caffeine and other drugs. But what we have is an incredibly deadly delivery system. You know, cigarette smoking will kill over half of long-term users. It's killing about 40,000 Americans every month. And the problem, as I was saying, it's the smoke. You know, if you get anything into your body by sucking smoke into your lungs, you have a very high probability it'll kill you. You know, that's what causes the lung cancer and the mouth cancer, the esophageal cancer. That's what causes the strokes, the heart attacks, the emphysema. It's the smoke. So we've known for decades that if you could just get people off the smoke, we would just dramatically reduce the risk. And yet, instead of informing people about what they can, you know, really do, because it's far easier to get off the cigarettes and deal with the nicotine issue later, by saying you just have to quit everything, everything is equally hazardous, or indeed other things are even more hazardous than cigarettes, we have far more people smoking than would otherwise be the case. We know from surveys from the U.S. government that only about 10% of Americans realize that any smokeless tobacco product is less hazardous than a cigarette, rather than saying virtually all of them are massively less hazardous than smoking a cigarette. I mean, it's not only been a misinformation campaign funded with taxpayer dollars, but it's been a very successful one where we have a tremendous number of people who are smoking cigarettes who wouldn't if they simply knew the truth.
Yeah, so almost for the, you almost answered that question, for the tobacco industry, when we were talking about pure cigarettes, it's almost helpful to them. When, if you know anyone in the tobacco industry, a lot of what they're saying is, look, we have a lot of people that smoke, so we're not trying to, if somebody really, honest to goodness, wants to quit, then we want them to quit. Because they can say that. That sounds funny, but I had a conversation with somebody in the industry. He said, hey, if you want to quit our product, quit our product, because we have plenty of people that really want our product. It's crazy. So it seems as though that's kind of pushing people in that direction where, of course, they're not going to quit.
Well, exactly. And of course, any cigarette company can now say, it's not our fault. I mean, you manufacture the products. And you have some companies like Swedish Match, the Swedish company that dominates the tobacco market in Sweden with a product called Snus, which Joe Nozera with Bloomberg News has just written a terrific column about. The Sweden's got smoking rates down to 5%. I mean, no other country's anywhere close to that. It's not that people have stopped using any form of nicotine. It's just they use it in a way that doesn't kill them. They're using the Swedish Match product, Snus, which you can buy in the States. The problem is people don't, because they don't realize that it's less hazardous. They don't realize it's less hazardous, in part because government agencies, using taxpayer money, is convincing people it isn't less hazardous. In many cases, convincing people it's more hazardous. So it's probably right up there with saying, why don't we run big campaigns telling people how dangerous it is to use a condom, or how you can really wreck yourself by putting on a seatbelt. And for heaven's sakes, avoid life jackets if you're in a boat. I mean, it's incredible that agencies that we would count on to give us truthful information, to allow us to make informed decisions, have decided instead to have this abstinence-only, really moralistic-type campaign that treats using nicotine like it's a sin rather than this is a health issue. You know, what would we do if people got their caffeine by smoking tea leaves? Would we just demonize them, or would we say, for heaven's sakes, go to a Starbucks or, you know, brew your tea? I mean, the problem isn't the drug. It's the delivery system.
Yeah, I love how you say that. So here's a great question for you. Then what are some of the most effective ways that somebody who has spent his life working in and around tobacco and policies and whatnot, what are some of the effective ways for people to quit smoking?
Sure. There's different things that are going to work for different people because, of course, different people use nicotine for different reasons. But I think the pragmatic approach, you know, what we do on public health and all other issues is meet people where they are, try to understand what matters to them. If you've got somebody who's addicted to nicotine, if you've got somebody who's self-medicating with it, because they can do a lot of good things for a lot of people, there's reasons why we have very high rates of nicotine use in subpopulations. I think the key thing is what's worked on so many other areas of public health. Give people enough information to make an informed decision, give them the ability to act on it. So we don't just say, never eat in a restaurant. We say, we'll give you information about what's the healthy choices, or we will let you know which restaurants are serving poisonous food, or whatever. We will allow you to make these better decisions. We will point you in the direction of that. And many of our biggest breakthroughs in public health come from those really two simple things. Give people enough information to make an informed decision, give them the ability to act on that. You know, let them know what you can do. So in this case, if we simply told people the truth, that nicotine itself at the dosage levels you're looking for is not particularly hazardous. It can be compared to caffeine. The problem is the delivery system. Smoke kills. You know, sucking smoke into your lungs, whether it's from a cigarette or an open fire, doesn't matter. It's smoke. It'll kill you. What we need to do is look at alternatives. And if you're looking at products that heat tobacco rather than burn it, if you're looking at smokeless tobacco, like the moist snuff sold in the States, things like Copenhagen or Skoll or the Swedish Match, General Snus sorts of products, if you're looking at electronic cigarettes, if you're looking at medicinal nicotine like Nicorette products, any of those things are going to massively reduce your risk compared to smoking a cigarette. So try different things, see what works for you, but get off the smoke. And after that, if you want to get off the nicotine as well, fantastic. You can do that if you want. Many of these products are way less addictive than a cigarette. But the key thing is you want to keep people alive. If you want to stay alive, stop sucking smoke into your lungs. Look for an alternative. I think if we told people more about that, we would see more results like they've seen in Sweden of getting smoking rates down to 5%. If you do that, the 40,000 deaths per month happening in the United States now from cigarette smoking could largely disappear in a very short period of time. I mean, we know that most smokers are already saying, I wish I wasn't doing this. Well, let's tell them what they can do instead. Let's give them truthful information. Let's give them the ability to act on it. And if we were sensible, you know, we could even use tax policy to say the less hazardous products won't be taxed. Cigarettes will. They'll be taxed heavily. So the products that don't kill you are going to be cheaper to get. They're going to be more widely available than cigarettes. And we're going to give you truthful information about them. And sort of exactly the opposite of what we see happening in policy now, where cigarettes are given a huge marketplace advantage and the various alternatives, we just see constant misinformation, whether it be about, you know, e-cigarettes or the nicotine in Nicorette type products or the heat not burn products or the smokeless tobacco products. You know, let's start giving people honest information. Let's give them the ability to act on that. Let's encourage that. And let's see just how rapidly we can get a revolution in public health.
I agree with you. Perfect place to end this. Imagine if that was 5%, 40,000 deaths. That's ridiculous. David Sweener, thanks so much. And thanks to all of you for listening to America Tonight.
I'll be a chauffeur on a midnight drive. It takes a miracle just to survive.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. you create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.